2009. And then the second sentence, not really second, on the third line of the second sentence, it starts as the committee was expected to report on the 19th of February 2009. I think we must correct date.
Okay. Now, the ATC reports that we have in front of us, the National Assembly ATC has a date of the 5th of February wherein a resolution was adopted. Can just read very briefly. The Deputy Chief Whip of the Majority with leave moved without notice that the House noting that the NYDA Act 54 of 2008 will be promulgated and subject to concurrence of the NCOP resolved to establish an ad hoc committee in terms of Joint Rule 138, subsection 1A, to consider the upon the commencement of the Act, the appointment of the members of the National Youth Development Agency Board. In other words, that date changes instead of 5th March to the 5th February by the National Assembly through a resolution on the report itself. The joint ad hoc committee, now I'm reading the report itself. The joint ad hoc committee was established on the 5th of March, of February, sorry, by the National Assembly through a resolution. Is that in order? And 10th of February by the NCOP, not 10th of March. Once again, the ATC suggests as such, 10th of February, not 10th of March. I'm learning, says Pumla. Where is she? She's not here. See, there's bureaucracies here. The proposal is to take away that sentence that starts with the committee was expected to report 19th of February, extended to 19th of March, 18th of March. We take away that sentence because it will mean that we'll then again have to consider for another extension, especially for the National Assembly, because the date of the plenary has since been shifted from the 18th of March to the 24th of March. So the proposal is to take away that that sentence that could raise confusion. Are we in order? Agreed. The names are in order there. National Assembly, National Council of Provinces. The committee placed adverts on the national and provincial newspapers calling on members and so on. And perhaps immediately after that sentence, we should include a paragraph that stipulates the kinds of people, candidates that we're looking for, and drawing from the advert itself, so that it gives context, if that is in order. Are we fine? The advert there talks about the kinds of people that we were expecting for nomination. South Africans that comply with requirements prescribed by national legislation, that possess suitable qualification, expertise, and experience in the area of youth. That's the kind of insight that we thought we should include. Is that in order? The newspapers have been mentioned. Unless you want to contest any of those. And it goes on, the report, the draft report goes on to mention that 173 names.
Just one thing, the Diamond Fields advertisers.
That's the name of the newspaper. Advertisers. Oh, Department of Foreign Affairs. Committee considered all nominations received and agreed that the following people will be shortlisted, interviews are conducted, and so on. Those are all in order. All candidates were interviewed, and the youngest candidate being the 14-year-old grade 8. Grade 7. He told me grade 8. I even spoke to him about my daughter who was also 14 doing grade 8. That's why I remember very well. You wanted to say something, Mrs. Snowboard? Okay. The committee acknowledged and commended him for his confidence and his involvement in developmental activities in his community. And perhaps there Member Dao might wish to add something, especially about a need to, I'm sure he's got the formulation in his mind, about a need to encourage more of such young people to take up matters affecting them as young people, you know, to themselves. You've got the formulation, you're going to draft something.
you very much, Chair. Yeah, I'm also maybe asking as to whether can't we put that issue of Ms. Motau, because we agreed to put her on to be called to be interviewed, whereas in the initial stage we didn't actually check her CV. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Tamba.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't understand why the honourable member is saying, because we did the CV was checked. It was just it was an error of the staff, if I recall well.
You want to conclude on the matter, Ms. Okota?
Chairperson, I think we must not input that part. Because really, when we dealt with the CV, that CV was part of the package that we received. And I still remember the honorable person, member who was motivating for that CV, Honorable Faith Matibogo. She even insisted that the person must go in because she's from business. We want a variety and diversity. She's the one who was insisting on that because we had passed, and then she said, no, we are going back to the CV, which was criticized all the CVs. So I don't think that it will be of help to put it and also to motivate for that.
Okay. Now, our controller is of the view that we should not include many things in the report. This should solely serve to report on work done in terms of the resolutions of the houses, in terms of the establishment of the ad hoc committees, in terms of the adverts themselves, in terms of the shortlisting process, and ultimately in terms of the actual interviews themselves. As to the full report, and then we'll have it ready by when? By Wednesday, which is day after tomorrow.
Just clarify, that does it therefore mean that we will have to convene again to consider the detailed report?
If the committee wants to do that, it can, but this report will be for the records of Parliament on how the whole matter that was referred to this committee has been dealt with.
So what's the procedure? Let's not talk if we may or maybe. What's the rule? What's the rule? Does the rule say when we have that fuller report, we need all of us to be here to consider the report, or is this the final report that is required for both houses to sit and consider?
This is the final report, Chair.
Are we fine with that procedural angle to the issue? In other words, we don't have to come back as a full committee with quorum to consider that other report. That's a report with recommendations that go to Parliament. For whoever comes in after election, that person refers to that report for way forward. Included there also will be recommendations.
Recommendations of the people for the board will appear after you have agreed on those names. The reason why those names doesn't appear is because the committee has not yet decided on the names.
Okay. Mrs. Newbot?
Thank you, Chief. Listen, the detail
report should, I think, should be at least emailed to chair and to the two chairs, and to them to have a look at that report, please. So I think that that final report must be emailed at least to the two of you.
Okay.
Chair, another point, something else regarding this report. Consistency with words, terminology, please. If you look at the ad, because the ad says the nominating of persons to serve on the board of the National Youth Development Agency. If you look at the last paragraph, right at the bottom, the third line, to serve, it should say to serve the, it mentions the, it's accurate there, but if you look at the wording right in front, right on top, the wording is not consistent there. So if you could just, you know, change that and make it sure that it is consistency of words. Yeah, just consistency, so that what is reflected in the ad is reflected on the on this report.
Okay, can you just direct us exactly to where in the report itself?
Okay, look at your first paragraph right on top. As a report
of paragraph that starts with the joint ad hoc committee.
Yeah, right on top, yes. For the appointment of members of the National Youth Development Agency Board. No. The appointment of board members of the National Youth Development Agency, full stop. It should read like that, because it will then reflect consistency in the, with the ad, as well as it will then also be the same as what has been said right at the bottom, what is written at the bottom. You get what I'm saying? Yeah.
The report of the Joint Ad Hoc Committee for the appointment of the board members of the National Youth Development Agency. Dated 16th March 2009. Ms. Tamba?
Thank you, Chairperson. On the
noted, Mr. Swatina.
Thank you, Chair. On the last page, correction on the fourth line, City Cape Town, City of Cape Town.
Thank you. Mr. Fote, sorry.
Thank you once more, Chairperson. Yeah, I'm not actually convinced what Honorable Member Mukoto said with regard to the CVs. If you remember on the last week when we were talking about Ms. Mutau, we had our initial list of 25 people. And I'm saying this because Gareth Morgan was here when we were so I just wanted to be reflected that even if we have overlooked that CV when we were doing shortlisting, it needs to be reflected in the report, because otherwise, if I'm going to meet with Gareth, he might say that all the lists are here, and he might also tell me about the list that he's got, and maybe he's given it to our chief whip or whoever in the party. So it's not going to be consistent with regard to what we are doing today. So that's why I'm saying we need not, actually, I was not even prepared to argue with this one, because we have agreed as a committee that we include that name. But having said that, her name was perused, was shortlisted, then I think that is not correct. Thank you.
Mr. Sotte is very worried here that... it's when he reports to his colleagues, it can be taken to task that that's being mired. Mr. Wang?
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I think Mr. Honorable Swate needn't to be worried, because the way I see this is more of an admin issue. Unless Arnold Morgan also wants to know other admin issues, such as, you know, the tea wasn't here, and there was a lot of other admin issues. I don't know. I thought we don't need to put admin issues in a report.
To a point where I'm just here thinking,
If Mr. Swati is worried, Mr. Morgan should be referred to us, the chairs, if more clarity is sought or needed on the issues. Because there are issues that are really straightforward and administrative, and there is really nothing sinister at all about, you know, the matter that was raised on Ms. Mudau. Unless there was something really sinister that, you know, warranted us to really engage to a point where we deadlock. And the CV speaks for itself without really, to a point where we, even all of us unanimously, you know, in the report that we have, gave a good, mark, if I may use those words. I'm not so sure whether we should really insist and contaminate our good report with such administrative issues. You really insist, Ms. Sote, that, you know, we should and we must. Is it all?
Thanks, Chen. I want to assist, and I hope I'm going to assist. Maybe to allay the fears or uncomfortability around the whole process, the report might just make note of administrative issues that were dealt with amicably by the committee without going into detail of those particular administrative issues. And then we leave it at that.
I think the proposal from Mr. Honorable Doug, I think, carries weight to me, because we can't just brush it aside like that. I think if it's something that is required, at least we will be covered. I want to be covered also myself, because I can't just brush it aside.
Sorry, I got distracted by Ms. Mazoko before. I want to also reflect on the same sentiment. Go ahead.
I think the full report, the full detailed report will assist in this regard, because what we're going to do, after you have checked the report, we'll send it to all the political parties.
That's
so what
his
concern will be addressed, yes, it will be addressed in that report, not for publication. And it will also appear in the PMG line.
Are you covered, Mr. Tauzo? Are you fine with that?
Yeah, Chair, I'm not sure, because that report is going to come after, so I'm not sure what it is.
They did say on Wednesday.
Yeah, but Wednesday I might not be here, so...
It's going to be emailed. That's what was proposed by Mrs. Neville, which was accepted.
All right, no, I'll look at it. But if I'm not comfortable with the wording, the way they're putting it, then I think I'll call the secretary.
Yeah, okay. The full comprehensive report is going to be emailed through the chairs as per recommendation from Mrs. Neville. We'll look at it, and then we add or subtract, and then it be distributed to all members of the committee for us to do, if you like, a round robin on the matters, if any, that are salient on the report itself. Okay.
Maybe, Chair, we need to check with Mr. Swati whether if he can access his email.
He does. I know him. I know him by now. I know Mr. Swati by now. I can read his mind from where I'm seated. Okay. That should be it for the full. Maybe we just need to say the additions that we're making there. Firstly, arbitrary dates, and secondly, it's an omission of a sentence that starts with a committee, that is on that very first paragraph. The committee was expected to report and so on. That is taken out, and added there on the provincial newspapers is the DFA. Before that, the advert sentiments, they be expressed on that very first page. In other words, we're going to be having the last paragraph there that takes out the sentiments of the advert itself. And the very last page would be the city of Cape Town. Were you recommending that we don't include other sectors that were interviewed as well, like women and people living with disabilities and so forth, as part of this report? That those should be thrown into that comprehensive report. Are we comfortable with that?
This is going to be 80 seats. Then it must reflect the respondents. I mean, we can't just talk about Khan only and not reflect that there were also young women and people with disabilities. It basically goes on to the memory of the institution that these are the type of people who actually responded. It's only when you go to the other report that you can unpack the types of even disabilities and types of young women who actually applied. So meaning me now, I want to persuade the committee to reflect also that young women and people with disabilities also responded to the advent.
Okay, I am going to make a ruling in this regard that we include those two paragraphs, the one that talks about young women and also the one that talks about people living with disabilities, is having been able to make it to the shortlisting process, demonstrated all sorts of qualities, leadership and otherwise. If there is no other thing to say, safe to say that we'll have to factor in those sentences in writing. Unfortunately, we're not able to do that at the same time, I guess. It remains the fact that women really are true multitasking people. I am not able to write at the same time. Are we fine with the report as is, with all those other added factors? Way forward here. There are two processes. One, having to adopt the report and or having to go through the actual process itself of finally saying so that the report as it goes. I'm not sure whether it should go as is or it should go with recommendations themselves. The actual seven people that have been, that shall have been recommended. That's how it's supposed to go. Okay. So we need to go through that process now of the actual selection. We have had 26 people that were, for the benefit of those who have also been invited and also those who have not been following these processes from outside, other media or interested parties. We've had 173, as the report suggests, people that responded. Out of those, we were only a process of having to go through interviews for all of those 26 people. It took over 2 days, as is said in the report, 12 and 13, and then we came to the conclusion, as we had in our files of in front of ourselves, the results thereof, of those interviewed. There are three criteria, as we were saying beginning of the processes, that we need to use in finally saying, in addition to the good or the bad or the ugly, we would then have to make use of both the CVs of people and secondly the experience of people over and above their performance in an interview session. Our first prize, obviously, will be to go through what we have here as scores and see whether those good ones we seriously need to engage, and we are convinced that in earnest they do qualify for us to recommend them. If we have any discussions, if we have any queries, if we have any issues majorly that we need to engage on, we'll then have to go back to that criteria. Again, the CV, the experience, and also the performance. Do you want to comment before we move forward on those remarks? Whilst we're thinking, we shall then move forward with what we have done. What we did do was to score, and the score sheets are with our admin colleagues. And that's where they took this from. In other words, this result from. Can we then start off with one of those that we interviewed and scored good? Mr. Dao and Mr. Swate.
Oh, let Honorable Swate go first.
Oh, thank you very much. I wanted also to commend with those who have done very good. And I think when it is undisputed that we all found them having done very well. And there are six, but I've got a proposal because we need seven people and we've got one. We've got Maria Chabalala, who we found to have, when we were voting, the results were draw. And we've got six good, and we've got Maria Chabalala, who's got the balance there. So I propose that we can put Maria, because she's the one who actually did very well compared to those who are average and those who are weak, so that we can get our number to seven. So, thank you very much.
Mr. Swate, I'm not sure whether you should get in the process or what, or fast-tracking, you know, all the tedious process. Let's hear what Mr. Dao has to say.
Thank you very much.
Your point is noted, and then we'll be following it up.
No, thank you very much, Chairperson. I think I want to move from where Mr. Swati left to say honestly, I mean, as a committee, on reflecting on the kind of daunting work or task we had kind of work and energy we had to put through, having had to arrive at where we are. And in all fairness, taking, of course, into account the issues you raised, that not only did we as a committee, or were we as a committee subjected to listen to or to look at the performance of the individuals, but also to look at that against their own CVs and their own experiences. And having arrived at where we are at the particular moment, Chair, I am really also of the view that the process should, of course, be the one that says that without going one on one, because by so doing we'll be reopening or kind of reinventing the wheel again. Because if we take one, we look at that person, CV, interviews, and so forth, we will just be reinventing the wheel again. But rather to say we accept the good as those who must come in, because we must also take into account that the good also, in terms of the scoring, it varies. So obviously the most comfortable and logically correct thing to do would be to accept those who are good, and further accept and second the proposal by the Honorable Swati that we add who Ms. Shabalala, and note, of course, the most experienced, interesting, in actual fact, interesting matter that she raised during the interview, where even she invited me to practically it is on that I would move that we adopt the six and add Ms. Shabalala as our recommended candidate for the fourth. Thank you very much.
The practical experience that Ms. Shabalala was referring to for the benefit of those who are not part of the session, which actually led her to invite Mr. Dao for an experience, is she calls it in Zulu umsomo, ukusoma. Maybe we'll ask Ms. Lebenya to do a quick explanation of what is meant by. Can you just very briefly? Can somebody just say, just for the benefit of? Yeah, maybe you have. Yeah.
I'm still grappling with the theoretical part of it. That is why I'm quite keen to
you want
to be there in the practical level. Then theory and practice will.
What was the practical part of it?
The practical part of it. No, I'm looking forward to that.
Ukusoma, I think ukushola, ne? Ukuthin. What is it? Explain.
Not to penetrate, having sex without penetration.
Oh. She repeatedly and consistently used words like, you know, sexual experiences or sexual practices. And the matter there had so much to do with avoiding by all means the spread of HIV and AIDS, such that, you know, we must practice and encourage others to practice ukusoma. Ukusoma will be engaging with sexual activity without having to penetrate. You know, that's how progressive this committee, you know, has been. And she became one of those, you know, very popular ones in her presentations and her performance in the committee. A proposal has been raised by Mr. Swate that we go straight to the issues. There are those that we scored good. There are six of them. And the seventh one is Ms.
Shabalala that we have just been talking about, that we included, we include her. And Mr. Dow has accepted, or rather seconded Mr. Swate on the matter. Do we have any other person violently who will have to be opposed to a humble Mr. Swate? Okay, I take it that silence means consent. This then becomes a full recommendation of this committee for Parliament and the president thereof. And we should also place it on record that Mr. Swate has indeed proposed and seconded, and it can also be a matter for headlines here that invariably this is going to be an ad hoc committee that was moved by DA to exist. He is not part of our committee. He has been invited to participate on a particular process. That's now Mr. Solo. He does not know much of our rules here. His cell phone is expected to be switched off immediately. He has just answered it. So I can see him switching it off now. Thank you very much, Mr. Solo. It's a pity that you are not going to be part of this process for longer. Otherwise, you shall have learned. Okay. I think we have concluded on the actual report itself in its finality, and thereby expect us to adopt it. Ms. Makota?
Chairperson, out of curiosity, I was wondering, I'm not differing with the report. I'm going to adopt it anyway. But there is another element, because it's not as that a point. If it happens that the president does not take all the means that we have recommended, what is going to happen? Maybe in that wondering, I want to suggest, I don't know whether it will take, how long will it take, or it will be something that is being dealt with administratively for us. You see the progressive proposal said that we must take the next best. So if we go to the next best, it means that it will be the averages that have to be considered, and looking at the number of averages, there are so many. So maybe a proposal would be that maybe that rating that we did should be put in terms of percentages, and then tabled as part of the report in case, like you said, sometimes you are new forever, especially with regard to the rules, you are on a learning curve. So maybe it will be something that has to be dealt with by administration to avoid delays. Thanks.
Mrs. Neville?
Thank you, Chairperson. I agree with Honourable Pinky that we need to do this in this way, because we're only going to give seven names, or are we going to give room for the President to maybe choose out of those more names? If he's going to send it back, and then he's going to say that he wants to see more names. So I think we will, or are we only going to give the numbers needed, or are we going to give room for the President to choose out of?
I see your hand is up, Mr. Kombrink. Sir.
Thank you, Chair. I don't think it is necessary for us to do that now. the committee, when the president sends it back, it means that this whole process of the committee must start again. So then the committee will come together again and then decide who is the next two or three names that we can send back to the president.
So against that background, we should be tight on our servant. And if anything to go by from the president, we'll then have to reconvene and relook. So for now, all that is expected of us is a recommendation here at the servant. If further information is required, that information is available. It's, I guess, only at that stage when there is going to be a need to relook that that further information will be required. Then we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Are we all covered? Okay. Do we have the required numbers for us to yay or nay? Can we have 5 minutes and then we just sort out that quorum issue and then we reconvene and then do what we were expected to do today, having gone through the report? Adopted. We'll come back in 5 minutes. Huh? Come
on. Thanking more especially Fred Adams, our hero of the moment. No, he's coming. He can't leave his chin behind. And his twin brother as well. Okay. What we will do very briefly, members, we'll just go through the report once again and then include in that report the names as well of those that we are recommending for Parliament, both for the 19th of March for the NCOP to table this report, and included in that will be the names as well, and also for the National Assembly on the 24th of March. We did go through that report in your absence, Mr. Adam. The Joint Article Committee, the report of the Joint Article Committee for the appointment of board members of the National Youth Development Agency, dated 16th of March, 2009. The Joint Article Committee was established on the 11th of February 2009 by the National Assembly through a resolution. And 10th of March of February 2009 by the National Council of Provinces to consider the appointment of the National Youth Development Agency Board. Members of the committee were as follows: Combring from the ANC, Johnson from the ANC, Mkongi from the ANC, Mokoto from the ANC, Nevot Trochan from the ANC, Sibila from the ANC, Mr. Wang from the ANC, Mr. Swate from DA, Mr. Morgan from DA, Ms. Livenia Danzi from IFP, Mr. Hring from ID, and Mr. Jenna from ID. From the National Council of Provinces, we have the following names, members of this joint ad hoc committee. Mr. Kamede from the ANC, Mr. Matanyane from the ANC, Ms. Mazibuko from the ANC, Ms. Mkono from the ANC, Mr. Dao from the ANC, and Ms. Temba from the ANC, and Mr.
Don as an alternate member from the ANC, and Mr. Hoyman as an alternate member from the ANC, and Mr. Robertson as an alternate member from the ANC. Mr. Douglas from ACDP, Mr. Mzizi is an alternate from IFP, and Mr. Terblanche from DA, and Mr. Van Yerden from FF Plus. I think we should correct that one because it's written the FF. The correct one is FF Plus. Committee placed an advert on the national and provincial newspapers calling on members of the public to submit nominations from 20th February until the 6th of March. Or the person to serve on the board of the National Youth Development Agency, the following newspapers were used to call for nominations. We have resolved that we will attach as well part of the advert to indicate the type of people that we're looking for. The inclusions are going to be done immediately. We are done here. Those newspapers that we reported, or rather we advertised on, the City Press, Report, Sowetan, and the Sunday Times. And the provincial newspapers were others, Berger Verse, Daily Dispatch, Diamond Field Advertisers, EP Herald, Ilanga, Limpopo Mirror, Maiden Guardian, Bumalanga News, Pretoria News, Potchefstroom Herald, Sunday Tribune, Sowetan, Star, False Blood. 173 nominations from the members of the public and from different institutions were received by the committee. The committee considered all the nominations received on the 9th and 10th of March 2009 and agreed that the following 26 persons be shortlisted and were published on the announcement tabling and committee, ATC, reports on the 10th of March. The interviews were conducted on the 12th and 13th of March and the candidates were as follows. Mr. Sidali, Mr. Ritswalo, Mr. Tango, Mr. Esop, Mr. Mbanga, Mr. Ne, Mr. Kutsie, Mr. Ndanjana, Mr. Mnisi, Ms. Muleko, Mr. Kumalo, Mr. Marinkovic, Mr. Sipuka, Ms. Mutau, Mr. Maile, Mr. Khan, Mr. Mackenzie, Ms. Kadi, Mr. Bays, Mr. Charlie, Mr. Slava, Ms. Shabalala, Ms. Makeleni, Mr. Bungisa, Mr. Pillay, Ms. Adams. All candidates were interviewed, and the youngest candidate was a 14-year-old boy, a grade 8. Pupil, Mr. Shuhail Khan from Rondebosch High School. He showed confidence by applying and took time off from school. He displayed leadership qualities, and he is looking forward to be a junior mayor of the city of Cape Town. Committee acknowledged and commended him for his confidence and his involvement in developmental activities in his community. Having interviewed the candidates and deliberated on the performance of each during the interviews, the committee recommends both the National Assembly and National Council of Provinces to consider for the appointment of the following names as board members. Before that paragraph, we shall have had a paragraph on women and praising them, young women in particular, for the interest and the confidence and demonstrated in participating here, and also another paragraph on people living with disabilities. The final names that we are agreeing upon as a committee are as follows, seven of them. Mr. Kumalo comes from a background of people living with disabilities and the movement for disabilities, of disabilities, sorry. Mr. Slava, who comes from Freedom Front Plus. Ms. Shabalala, who comes from IFP Youth Brigade. Ms. Makeleni, who comes from the Youth League. Mr. Lungisa, who comes from the Youth League. Mr. Pillay, who comes from Young Communist League, and Ms. Mutau, who comes from business. That then concludes the report. And we have a mover and a seconder.
Chair, I move the report to be adopted.
Any seconder? Ms. Mantanyane?
Chair, I second the adoption of the report.
Okay. Having had this meeting and also correcting, we shall take it that both the NCOP and also NA as constituting a joint ad hoc committee has therefore accepted and adopted the report. Thank you. Process then that shall follow. As said, we are going to present this report both to the National Assembly and also National Council of Provinces. Parliament then shall recommend, and Alliance shall recommend to the President those seven names. The President appoints. Also, President appoints the Board Chair and the Board Deputy. That's the end of our job for now. Of course, I must indicate that there are processes that are underway from a point of view of a due diligence that is currently underway, done by Department, Labor, Treasury, another department, Presidency, and all of those are supposed to come through. This committee will have to receive those due diligence reports at some point and overseeing that process of an establishment of the infrastructure of the National Youth Development Agency Board, rather, of the National Youth Development Agency. That then concludes our business for the day. We are all invited for lunch, especially those that travel. We owe them a lunch. You just cannot have a free lunch, Mr. Adams. Thank you. Thank you.